Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Ashland wisely turned to brick construction after a fire started on March 11, 1879, in a blacksmith shop, consuming the plaza's wooden buildings, including the Masonic Lodge. Within months, the Masons broke ground on a new concrete and brick building at No. 25 Main Street, including a cornerstone with a time capsule cache of contemporary items, among them a membership list and an Ashland State Senator's jar of jelly. The 137-year-old Masonic Lodge No. 23 stands today as Jackson County's second oldest remaining Masonic structure after the one built in 1877 in Jacksonville. A lodge member, prominent businessman W.H. Atkinson, designed the building, and lodge members bought $100 bonds to raise $20,400 for its construction. The Ashland Post Office occupied much of the ground floor from 1890 to 1954. Other businesses included a real estate office, a drugstore, and the Ashland Woolen Mill office, occupied by the Gold and Gems Jewelry Store today. Architect Frank C. Clark designed a second floor for the Lodge Hall in 1909 to accommodate increasing Lodge membership during a period of Ashland growth and prosperity. A third-floor kitchen was added in 1928. The National Register of Historic Places recognized the building in 1992. Today's episode of As It was written by Jeffrey Levin. Edited by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully, I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.